Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And we're returning to our interview with Professor Matt Petering. Professor Matt Petering is an associate professor of industrial engineering at UWM. His undergraduate degree is in mathematics from Washington University in St. Louis. His PhD in industrial engineering is from Michigan. And he has developed an algorithm that is substantially in terms of redistricting Senate districts, state assembly districts, even congressional districts, substantially fairer, more competitive, more compact, and more compliant with the Voting Rights Act than even the maps proposed by Governor Evers, which themselves are light years better than the maps proposed by the gerrymandered Republicans. So, Professor, let's get back to what we were talking about. In your algorithm and what you have come up with, you and I had a conversation about whether, for instance, the Fair Maps Commission in Iowa and others that are touted out there are able to use historical data and the pros and cons of using that, what yours does and what they do. Could you elaborate on that, please?
Yes. Well, kind of underneath the surface, within the Fair Maps movement here in Wisconsin, there is a debate going on. And that debate centers on whether or not map makers should be able to use historical election data when making their maps. And so I have used such data, and that's the only way I can show, you know, mathematically that my map is more fair than alternatives. That's the only way you can measure the efficiency gap. Using historical data is the only way you can get a number for how many expected wins can each party expect within the state assembly. Just for example, in the Senate bill, that map proposed by Republicans gives the Democrats only 40 of 99 seats that they expect to win. The People's Maps Commission gives the Democrats 45 out of 99 seats. My map gives the Democrats 49 out of 99 seats. Now, of course, that's an expectation. That's likely not to be hit exactly when the results of an election come out. But that's just the best estimate we have for the number of seats that will be carried by the Democrats and then the other seats carried by Republicans in the next election if these maps were used. And so the only way I can do that and get those numbers is by using historical election data. Of course, we're talking about data from recent elections, particularly the 2020 presidential election, 2016 presidential election, the last two U.S. Senate elections involving Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin, as well as the most recent election for governor. And so it's interesting, a lot of people have been touting the Iowa redistricting model. Here in Wisconsin, a lot of legislators, as well as members of nonprofit organizations. But however, that model does not allow map makers to use this type of data when making a map. And so a lot of people are debating whether or not that's right. And I certainly don't believe that is a good idea. I think we should be able to use historical election data. Otherwise, on what basis can we create a map? If we're looking at wanting to measure fairness, political fairness, we have to use historical election data in order to measure that, or the number of competitive districts. Do you expect the district to be competitive or not, to have a final result in which the winner wins by less than 10%? The only way to be able to measure that is by using historical election data to know whether or not incumbents are going to be expected to win or lose. The only way we can project that when making a map is to use that historical election data. And so I do find it surprising that a lot of major players here in Wisconsin are actually believing we should adopt the Iowa redistricting model here in Wisconsin, but yet that would then make it impossible to guarantee essentially that a map would be fair when you're making it.
Yeah, that is absolutely fascinating. And I agree with you. In other words, people go around shouting, Iowa, Iowa. Okay, fine. Probably better than, certainly better than a gerrymandered map out of a Republican gerrymandered legislature. But If you are not permitted to even look at historical election data, you're not going to have the kind of certainty that you need as far as predicting, for instance, the packing and cracking business. Is it competitive? Are they a little more competitive? Are they more fair? Even with the Voting Rights Act compliance, you know, Professor, one of the things that will come up is there are people in various minority communities who will say, well, we don't want more minority votes taken out of this district to benefit another district, because that may reduce the instance of a minority candidate being elected in our district. And they want to sort of, you know, pad it a little bit on that side. What I like about your algorithm is it produces even more Black and Latino districts than either the Evers Commission or the Republicans. And can you speak to that at all? In other words, the difference between yours and then the Evers and the Republican commissions on Voting Rights Act compliance again.
Yeah, well, my map does have six Black majority districts and two Hispanic majority districts, and this is what the current map in Wisconsin has. So we've had this in Wisconsin since 2011. Now, in the People's Maps Commission, there are two Black majority districts where more than 50% of the voting age population is Black, and two Hispanic majority minority districts. Now, there are a number of districts in the People's Maps Commission map that are between 40 and 50% Black. However, that is not passing the legally required threshold. Kind of the threshold needed to solidly satisfy the Voting Rights Act, which would be to have 50% of that voting age population Black in that district. And so, yes, my algorithm is something that really keeps its eye on all of the kind of metrics for measuring, you know, how good is a map, keeps its eye on those every moment and doesn't make any mistakes. It's a computer, and it works at 2 gigahertz. It essentially is trying to take a map and continually improve it, and trying to improve, just like a human would improve it. It's just that it's automated and it's working at 2 gigahertz. It's working, you know, a million times faster than a human would work, and doesn't make any mistakes. So the maps created by my algorithm, and this is just one map that I have shown, which is not going to be the best map that I end up coming out with, although it's, I think, very good. As exceptional performance, but I'm going to be coming out with better maps than this. But the algorithm keeps its eye on all these things at the same time and essentially is optimizing the process and making it significantly faster than a human could do by kind of clicking and dragging a mouse on a screen to kind of manually create districts. This is the power of the algorithmic approach.
Let me ask you this, Matt. First of all, if people want to get hold of you, what is your website? And the reason is there are people on these Fair Maps commissions. There are all kinds of people around the state who are interested in this. If they want to get hold of you and explore this further, how do they get hold of you?
Yeah, well, more information about my company, District Solutions, is available at districtsolutions.net. And my personal email, company email, is matt.petering, P-E-T-E-R-I-N-G, at districtsolutions.net.
Okay, everybody out there, this is very, very important, okay, guys? Everybody out there goes, oh, you know, Fair Maps, you don't have the slightest idea what you're talking about. Professor Petering is an expert, and what he has just described are the most competitive, fairest, most compact, and most compliant with the Voting Rights Act of any map. One final thing, Professor, in terms of speed, and I was intrigued by this. How long does it take if somebody came to you and said, okay, I want to change the map a little, blah, blah, blah. What is the speed factor in how you do this?
Yeah, a lot of the speed has to do with me making a few minor modifications to the code, but then running the code. If someone thinks my map is good, but they want me to make some minor modifications, that's going to be maybe 10 minutes of running the computer and then seeing what it comes out with. After those 10 minutes, we could then take a look at what's the final, the result there. And if people want more tweaks, we can go back in, make those tweaks, run it again for 10 minutes, see what it comes out with. I would say a lot of the time would be spent, you know, seeing what does the map look like. That probably takes about 10 minutes to, once you have the computer has generated a map, to actually get it visualized and shown in a, you know, huge poster size, so that everyone can really zoom in on exactly what little precinct or what little ward in our state is part of what district. That takes about 10 minutes. It's just it's possible to do this in a back and forth fashion. I certainly am working as a consultant in this area, and so that would be for modifying a map. It's very fast process, and certainly I've submitted so far this one map of the state assembly and state senate. And but this is just one of hundreds of maps that my algorithm has created, and definitely it's able to be customized very easily to look at other things that a person might want something particular to happen in a particular part of the state. Well, we could look at that and so on.
Great. And listen, I'm going to put this out there. Some of you are on the line. Do not hang up because we're coming to a break. I will get right back to you. But in the meantime, I want to thank Professor Petering. And just tell you this, if you are at all interested in redistricting, and everybody is, this algorithm blows the Evers Commission maps and the gerrymandered Republican maps out of the water. It would be malpractice of people involved in this not to contact Professor Petering at UWM, undergraduate degree in mathematics at Washington University of St. Louis, industrial engineering PhD in Michigan. So one more time, Professor, thank you so much for calling. One more time, remind us of how they get hold of you. Remind us of your email addresses or your website.
Yeah, thank you. My email address is matt.petering@districtsolutions.net. That's matt.petering@districtsolutions.net. And more info is available at districtsolutions.net. Matt, I want to thank you very much for bringing me on the program this morning.
Thank you, Matt. And Professor, we're going to have you back. We're going to a break. The lines are live. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. Right back after the break.